Start your engines. Magic Drive Time. Presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic. Hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
151 to 113. Here comes Skiles, front court. Skiles to Little. Jump shot is up. It is good!
With that, we welcome you here to Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli here with you. Aaron Berlin is our producer. Nick Anderson, number 25, kind enough to join us here on Magic Drive Time. You want to weigh in on this Magic Club, have any comments, give us a call, 407-447-2145. Give your thoughts on where this team is. Playing the Denver Nuggets here tonight. We hit the air at 6:30 on the Magic Radio Network, 6:30 on Fox Sports Florida. Nick, I can't see the Denver Nuggets and not think about 30 assists. That's the clip we just heard. 30 assists. Scott Skiles going for number 30. Jerry Reynolds finally shoots a basketball. You get 30 assists. You win 155 to 116. How about that?
Oh, what a night. I mean, just electrifying, just oohs and ahs, the crowd. Can anybody check me up in here?
Is that what he said?
Yeah, that's what Skiles was saying. What a historical night for Scott Skiles.
It sure was. An NBA record 30 assists. That happened on December 30th, 1990. We are fast approaching what I guess it would be the 27-year anniversary of that big night. Take us through that night. So you just mentioned how he was talking to the other team, and the last minute or so is hilarious to me, right? Because he's sitting on 29 assists, which was the record, needed one more to break it, and nobody would shoot the basketball.
Well, you know, he was hollering out to guys, I'm looking for you. I'm looking for you.
Yeah.
He wanted you to shoot the ball, and then it got down to the last seconds of the game, and Jerry Ice Reynolds finally takes a shot and knocks it down.
He kept putting the ball on the floor and attacking the rim and taking the assists away, but what a historic night. And I'll ask you this. Before we get into tonight's contest, the Magic and the Denver Nuggets, will we see that again, 30 assists in a game?
Oh, man. I would have to say no, and this is my reason why I would say no. Because guys, young ball players today, they would rather score than assists. Mm-hmm. You know, you would get somewhere in the vicinity, 17, 18 assists.
Right.
But I don't think that record would be broken, not 30 assists.
There's very few guys that are pure distributors. Now, Skiles could score a little bit, too, but he was a distributor, and there's no question. So now when you see that, how exhausted were you playing the Denver Nuggets? There was zero defense that they played, right?
No defense at all. I guess we're used to seeing that in some places.
Yeah, that's true.
But,
that's true.
But no defense, you know. Get the ball off the rim, go, fill the lanes, get open to your open spots, and just let it fly.
Yeah, it was an interesting philosophy. They put up a lot of points, didn't win many games with that style, but it was an interesting philosophy. The Fast Break Season Pass gets you a full season of Magic home games for just $299. You can witness every buzzer beater, every pulse-pounding play with just a few taps on your smartphone. Call 407-89-MAGIC to buy your Fast Break Season Pass today. Let's get you our injury update. Nick, we'll start there. Injury update brought to you by Jewett Orthopedic, or Orthopedic Physicians of the Orlando Magic. Jonathan Isaac out again with that sprained ankle. This is now 14 games that Jonathan Isaac will have missed. Concerns? We got to get Jonathan Isaac back. I know it's the first time it's ever happened for him. He's never sprained an ankle in high school or college, but we got to get Isaac back.
Well, like you mentioned, it's something new to him, but it's better for him to be out there. The learning curve.
Sure.
You know, you come to this league, it's such a learning process. He needs all the time on the floor that he can have so he can learn the offense and defensive scheme and getting used to the NBA game.
Sure. There's a lot that goes with it. Terrence Ross, we know, had a hairline fracture in his right knee. He'll be out for a couple of months. And now Evan Fournier. We get that nice overtime thriller on Wednesday against the Hawks. 14 seconds into overtime, Evan Fournier lands on Nick Vucevic's ankle, which, Nick, I can't believe that doesn't happen more. I can't believe every play with these guys jumping on each other. I can't believe that doesn't happen more.
It should happen more. being aggressive. And that's what Evan was doing. He was being aggressive, making a cut to the basket, going up for a shot, and he happened to come down on his teammate's foot. But when I played, all right, let's take it back time ago. Right.
Early 60s.
You know, I see more guys today, even big men, they're wearing the low-cut sneakers. That was something I couldn't do. You know, I would get taped. I would have on two pair of socks, and then I like to wear the sneakers that around my ankles. But guys today are more comfortable with wearing low top sneakers. Some of them don't get taped, and
how about put that? On, wow!
And you're more accessible to a sprained ankle or injury right there.
Well, so now is it a look thing? Is it a feel thing? Why are we getting away from the high tops? And I wonder if that'd be an interesting study. I wonder if we're seeing more ankle injuries.
Well, it's a little bit of both. It's a look thing, and some guys are just comfortable at wearing low cut sneakers. But you know, back when in my playing days, I look at the big man, you very seldom seen a big guy with low-cut sneakers on. It just didn't happen, but it's a common thing today.
That sure is. And Evan Fournier now, he's got a sprained right ankle. He's definitely not playing tonight, not playing tomorrow. We don't know when we'll see Evan. There's no timetable for his return. I'm guessing this thing's at least a week or two because that was a pretty bad sprain, and hopefully we can get him back sooner rather than later. So I ask you, Nick, this is why you have depth. This is why you go out this summer and you sign in Aaron Aflalo. This is why you have 8 games of G League experience for Wes Iwundu. This is why Mario Hezonja must make the most of this opportunity. We have not seen him do that.
No question, Nick. Dante.
He needs to get back in. You make a great
point right there. This is a great opportunity for Mario Hezonja to show not only the coaching staff but everybody else what he's capable of. The things that were said about him the night that he got drafted, the jump shooting, the tenacious getting to the basket and finish, the aggressiveness. This is the time for him to show all of that.
It is. You're a teammate of Mario Hezonja's. Let's say you're Aaron Aflalo. Let's say you're Mo Spates. You've got a number of years under your belt in the league. What are you telling Mario?
Well, first of all, you have to tell the young fella to come out and just play, you know, stop overthinking. And it has a lot to do with his confidence out there. He's thinking about what he's doing. Basketball, just make a move, reaction, play ball, and let the chips fall where they may. I think he's putting a whole lot of pressure on himself and just going instead of going out and just letting the game come to him and having fun.
Nick, there's times he won't even look to shoot. And sometimes he's wide open, and that's one thing he can walk on the floor and do is knock down shots. Now, we haven't seen it with much consistency this year. I know he struggled last year. Is it a confidence thing? Does he not want to miss and get pulled out? What are we seeing?
It's a confidence thing. He's thinking about it instead of going out there and do it. We know that you can shoot the ball, young man.
Right.
That was your label as a shooter. So go out and shoot the basketball. Quit thinking about it. Hey, you miss one. Shooters, I was always told, shooters keep shooting.
Sure.
And you are a shooter. You miss one, you miss two, keep shooting the basketball. And once you get that one, Dante, you get that one.
Yeah, that's right.
That feel good, that can lead to good things.
Can you think of a time where you went through a shooting lull? I'm sure it's happened a number of times in your career.
No question.
Is that what it was? You just eventually had a couple of big games to break up?
Exactly. You have even good practices.
Yeah.
You go on and have good practices. And shoot the ball well. And you get out in the game, and then you make one or two. Now that basket seems like it's the ocean.
Yep.
But I would say you get those easy ones first. Get those ones getting to the basket, and then now you get that little mid-range. And when you step out beyond that arc, that basket seems like it's Lake Michigan.
Yeah, and that's what it's going to take. You're going to have Aaron Aflalo in the starting lineup this year. We haven't seen the numbers that we're used to seeing from Aaron Aflalo, but we haven't seen him get consistent minutes like he used to getting. And how much of it is that as a veteran?
You just hit the nail on the head. He hasn't gotten the consistent minutes. We know that Aaron Aflalo can score the basketball.
Right.
He can score from inside. He can score from outside. He has the nice little fadeaway. He's a good free throw shooter. He's a veteran. He can score the ball. But if he had those more minutes, you would see more out of Aaron Aufalo.
And he knows what's coming now. Yeah. He knows he's got to step up. He knows he's going to get an increased role. Hopefully that pays big dividends. He shot 41% from beyond the arc last year. This is a guy. This is only season number 11, 32 years old. This guy still very much has some life in the tank where he can get out there and show you what he's
got. That's a testament to who he is. He still loves this game. He still wants to play at a very high competitive level, and he shows you in spurts.
Yep, that's right.
With the short minutes that he has when he's on the floor, that, hey, I can still score the ball. I can still shoot the ball.
Yep.
So him being inserted into that starting lineup, it's a good thing for him.
And I know you like how he competes on the defensive end.
No question. He takes the challenge. And I was always told, hey, don't run from the competition, run to it.
Yeah.
And he's one of those guys that runs to the competition.
He sure does. He's not going to demand shots. He's not going to pound the air out of the basketball. So other guys can score. We're going to need to see more scoring out of Nick Vucevic and Aaron Gordon. Everyone's going to have to pick up the slack. I think it opens up maybe some more opportunities. We might see some big games from Aaron
and Nick Vucevic moving forward.
Nope. Wes Iwundu, this is the last point I'll bring up before we go to break. Eight games in the G League. I know it's not the competition that you're used to in the NBA, obviously, but he's getting minutes. He's getting an opportunity to play. He hasn't just sat idly on the Magic bench. He's gotten some run. He got in the game, got some minutes there in Charlotte, and he produced. What can we expect maybe from Wes Iwundu, who I think is probably going to get a bigger role now, too?
Well, first of all, let's look at Wes Iwundu. He's a defensive player. He's been known to play good, tenacious defense on the perimeter, on the post, and with guys that his position, but this young man can get to the basket.
Right.
We know that. Still needs a little work on his jump shot, 17, 18 foot jump shot, but he's competitive. He has a competitive drive, and again, you also mentioned that he's going to get an opportunity at some point in time, and my message to him: stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Yeah, and he seems to be in that place, and that's good advice, and hopefully he heeds that here tonight, because I could see him getting a big role now in the absence of Evan Fournier, and hopefully he can make the most of it here tonight. So we got Magic basketball coming your way. We're going to have our pregame show on the Magic Radio Network, and Fox Sports Florida Nick Anderson joins me, Brian Hill as well, at 6:30. The Magic and the Nuggets. When we come back, we'll give you our Magic matchup and touch on this stretch. Nick, this is a pivotal stretch. If the Magic want to accomplish anything this season, I think these next 14 games are imperative for this group. We'll have more on that when we return. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center on 96.9 The Game.
Unlike other jewelry stores, at International Diamond Center, nobody's paid on commission.
We don't believe in the commission structure.
That's IDC owner Keith LeClaire.
I don't want my people to look at you when you walk in the door and they see a dollar sign and how much am I going to get this person for? I don't want my customers to be gotten. I want my customers to be protected.
International Diamond Center, where transparency and honesty come first.
I want you to make sure you're getting what you paid for.
International Diamond Center.
The best quality diamond for the best price, period.
Exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
We have home games, and we can't look at the quality of opponent, but, you know, if you're going to be a playoff team or make a playoff push, you got to take care of business at home. And it doesn't matter whether you're playing the Warriors or a team without a great record. You know, you got to bring it. You got to protect your own court.
Amen. Magic head coach Frank Vogel, and this is a big stretch coming up for Orlando. Eight of the next 14, including tonight, are at home on your home floor. You're 6-5 in this building, or 7-5 in this building, chance to go to 8-5 here tonight. So this is a pivotal stretch coming up for the Magic. More on that in just a second. But the Olive Garden and the Magic have teamed up for a delicious giveaway. Every time the Magic make three or more dunks during a home game, everyone in attendance will get a buy one, get one free lunch duo from Olive Garden. That means unlimited super salad and a lunch favorite for two, along with never-ending freshly baked breadsticks. So grab your tickets for your chance to score this mouth-watering duo. I know you're a food guy, but one of your colleagues, Bo Outlaw, is a big food guy. How much would Olive Garden get hurt by never-ending breadsticks, soup, and salads by Bo Outlaw?
Well, he's not a salad guy.
Oh, he's not? Oh, okay.
He's not a salad guy. And I don't know about the soup. But anything else?
So he can put him out of breadsticks.
Yeah, he put him out of breadsticks.
Yeah, that's a good deal. That's a good deal. So take care. You're looking for three dunks here tonight in this one. You just heard Frank Vogel mentioning You want to be a playoff team.
Yes.
You want to be a good team. You want to get to the next level, which all these guys do. You have to take care of business at home. That is what, if the Magic let Wednesday get away, say what you want about the Atlanta Hawks. They're struggling. They're not a good team. They're having a rough year. You had to get that one by all means necessary. You had to win that basketball game. You did. Now you're 7-5 at home. You got to get this one here tonight.
Yeah. Going in tonight, you know, both teams a little bit shorthanded.
Yep.
Again, Coach mentioned that if you want to be a playoff team, have a playoff push, you have to take care of business at home. I remember back to my playing days on the way to the finals.
Sure.
Very tough. Eastern Conference was tough. Teams were tough in the West, but we took care of business
right
at home. We all know that going out on the road, it's much, much more harder to win on the road. So you must take care of home.
Okay, so now let me ask you this, because you guys had a 1 year you lost one home game. The record, you went how many consecutive games without losing at home? I think that was close to 40. You had about a 40, if not just over that run, at home. The arena was insane, yeah. Right? I know it was loud every night. I know you had Shaq and Penny. I know you guys had, there was a depth of talent. There was an incredible play. But still, even all that said, you had to break their will at some point at home. How did you do that, and what mentality does it take to have home dominance?
You sent a message that out. When you come here, it's not going to be easy pickings. You coming in here, we are guaranteeing you that you're going to leave with a loss. That's the mentality that you have to have.
Do you hit them early? Well, how do you get that message? How do you break their will at some point during the game?
You hit them early.
Yep.
You hit them early. Don't give them no points, no signs of life. Hit them early. Knock them out. And come back that third quarter. That third quarter, coaches say it all the time, the first 3 to 4 minutes of that third quarter is pivotal. So you have to take care of business.
Okay, and then we've seen it at times. Yeah. They've done it at times, but then there's times where they've really struggled with that third quarter. But this is 8 of your next 14 are at home. Now, you finished that 14-game stretch with Houston and Cleveland here in this building. Those are difficult games. You're not going in there saying these are easy wins for us. Yeah,
exactly.
But you're at home. You already beat Cleveland this year. So anybody at home should be a winnable game. Do you allow yourself to look at that stretch if you're a player? Should you be looking more than past tonight? Look, you know, you got the task at hand is the Denver Nuggets, but you do have to make.
You shouldn't, right. But sometimes you do.
Yeah, sure.
It's just in you that you look at the games ahead of you. You shouldn't do it, but it does happen. But it's take care one game at a time, because you look at teams, and you mentioned Atlanta, a team that's not playing well.
Right.
That took you into overtime. They
play hard.
You can be beaten by any team on any given night. I don't care who's on the roster and who's not playing. You have to take care of business.
And hopefully they can do that. This is a very good Denver team, a top 10 offense in the NBA, 7th in offensive rating coming into tonight. They've got offensive firepower. Again, no Nikola Jokic, no Paul Millsap. Wilson Chandler's a little banged up, but he will go. Mason Plumlee will be the starting center instead of Kenneth Faried. I think the Magic get a little bit of a break there. We'll touch on that here in just a second. But real quick, Nick, the last thing before we get into our Magic matchup. You prided yourself on depth. You already lost Terrence Ross. You lost Jonathan Isaac. Now you lose Evan Fournier. That depth takes a big hit. What does the mindset need to be of that second unit? Didn't get much production on Wednesday against the Atlanta Hawks. How does that second unit help you here tonight moving forward until you start getting bodies back?
Well, that second unit has to look. This is a great opportunity for every guy in that second unit and on down the stretch of the bench. Because you're missing Ross, you're missing Fournier, you're missing Isaac. So this is a great opportunity for those guys to step up and showcase and let the coaching staff and this organization and the fans and everybody else know what you're capable of doing.
That's right. We've seen it with other teams
that
have come in here, down the big player, and someone else makes a big contribution off the bench. And this could be a great opportunity for everyone that's going to get increased minutes with all the injuries that the Magic are dealing with. Okay, let's break down tonight's starting lineups for you.
It's game night. Now let's break down tonight's Magic matchup.
At the point guard position, Elfrid Payton against Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray absolutely hammered you in the Mile High City. He went for a season-high 32, knocked down a season-high 6 triples. This guy can flat-out shoot. We knew coming into the NBA this guy could score, and we got a front-row seat to it on December 8th.
Very good score inside and outside. Can get to the basket, finish at the basket, three-point shot. So you have to keep this young man in front of you because he can score the ball.
Our first look at Gary Harris. We didn't see him in Denver. He's about 15 points a game. He's got a better road average than he does at home, about 6 more points a game on the road, which is not like most guys. He'll be defended by Aaron Aflalo. What do you want to see from Double A tonight?
Well, again, he's another guy that can score inside, outside. That's why they gave him the big bucks.
Hopefully he gets an opportunity to do that.
As you mentioned, didn't see him out in Denver, but this young man can also score the basketball. Yeah. So you got to be aware of him on the court at all times.
He's scary. They've got offensive firepower. There's no question. It'll look like this. Will Barton, who got 26. That's the second most of the season for Will Barton. He'll be matched up against Jonathan Simmons. Magic now 3-3 with Jonathan Simmons in the starting lineup. How have you seen that adjustment? He looks pretty comfortable part of the first five.
Well, Jonathan goes out. Tenacious defender, rebound the basketball, does not settle for the jump shot. He wants to get to the basket and finish, takes the contact. Very good finisher at the rim, but can hit the outside shot. We know you're going to get what you're going to get from Jonathan on the defensive end.
And you know what? That's a good point. Getting to the free throw line is going to be big. You don't have Evan Fournier, who does a good job of that, so it's going to be imperative for these guys to be more on the attack. You're going to have Aaron Gordon against Wilson Chandler, and the matchup in the middle, Nick Vucevic against Mason Plumlee. Kenneth Faried will come off the bench, so they're matching up to the Magic and what they're doing with their size. How does Nick Vucevic take advantage of Mason Plumlee?
Well, he can take Mason Plumlee away from the basket, and if Vuc is very capable of putting the ball on the floor and getting to the basket and finish. In the paint, I think Vooch has the edge right there. Very skilled in the paint, using the left hand, right hand, and then he also can step out and shoot the 18, 19-foot jump shot along with the three ball.
Let's get outside. We got to go on TV. 6:30 on Fox Sports Florida. The Magic and the Denver Nuggets. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Payton got it. Behind the back dribble. Scoops it up high. Aaron Gordon got it and funnels it down and in.
Let's go, Magic. When the blue and white hit the road, bring your friends and family to an Orlando Magic watch party to cheer on your hometown team. Find a watch party throughout Central Florida and enjoy a night of pure magic for all ages, including giveaways, games, drink specials, contests, and more. Visit OrlandoMagic.com/events for watch party locations and schedule. Bleeding blue is pure magic.